Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Hymn History. Once again, we bring you Hymn History with hymns and gospel songs sung by the Bob Jones University Radio Choir and today's guest soloist, Charles Ellington. Fanny Crosby is the author of our first gospel song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Keeping with the idea set forth in Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, Lowell Mason wrote, When Thou, My Righteous Judge, Shalt Come. When Thou, My Righteous Judge, Shalt Come to take Thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? I love to meet thy people now, before thy feet with them to bow, though vilest of them all. But can I bear the piercing thought? What if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call? O Lord, prevent it by thy grace. Be thou my only hiding place in this the accepted day. Thy pardoning voice, oh, let me hear, to still my unbelieving fear, nor let me fall, I pray.
Lord, I cannot for riches, neither silver nor gold, I would make sure of with my name written there on the page white and fair in the book of my kingdom. Is my name written there? Lord, my sins, they are many, like the sand of the sea, but thy blood, O my Savior, is sufficient for me. For thy promise is written in white letters that glow, for your sins be as scarlet, I will make them like snow. Is my name written there in the page white and fair in the book of thy kingdom? Is my name that beautiful city with its mansions of light, with its glorified beings in pure garments of white, where no evil thing cometh to dispel what is fair, where the angels are watching. Is my name written there on the page white and fair in the book of thy kingdom? Is my name written there?
Mrs. Elizabeth Cadner wrote her hymn, Even Me, as a result of a great burden she had for a Bible class. She'd been concerned about their personal relationship to Christ. She gives this account.
Those young people were still on my heart, and I longed to press upon them an individual appeal. Without effort, words seemed to be given to me, and they took the form of a hymn. I had no thought of sending it beyond the limits of mine own circle, but passing it from one to another, it became a word of power. And I then published it as a leaflet.
There is on record an incident where this hymn was used in winning a soul to Christ. It occurred in a mission in the West End of London in the last century.
The Bible offers salvation for each one of you. Won't you accept him tonight?
The Bible. A young socialite, well known for her gay parties, had come to the mission to stop the pestering of one of her converted friends. She sat erect, apparently untouched by the message.
Let us pray. Father, tonight we pray that
I can't imagine why in the world I let Charles insist that I come. I knew I'd be bored.
Spirit upon his life. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Please turn to page 89. Our invitational song will be Elizabeth Cadner's hymn, Even Me.
Charles, please take me home now. I don't want to stay any longer.
The socialite moved up the aisle to the door. As she did so, the words of the hymn pierced her consciousness. As she approached the door, she hesitated and heard the verse which says, Pass me not, thy lost one bringing, bind my heart, O Lord, to thee. While the streams of life are springing, blessing others, oh, bless me, even me. Trying to escape the conviction, she rushed from the mission. But all the way home and during the night, she could not escape the thoughts ringing in her ears.
You are the lost one. You are lost, lost, lost. Oh, Lord God, please, please, pass me not, pass me not.
Through a song, a soul was brought to Christ.
Thank you.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. The Bob Jones University Radio Choir is directed by Charles Kelch. Those in the cast were Laura Pratt, with Ray and Linda St. John. Recording engineer was Rod Helder. Hymn history was directed by Corbin Tabler. This is DeWitt Jones. Hymn History is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.